You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Yeah, time is definitely now. Let's get to it. This is Filippo Voltaggio here on Life Changes with Filippo here on January something, 2013. Monday? Is it today? Is Monday? And it's the 14th. Yeah. January, well, but the thing is, time is going by so fast that we're already in 2013, and just great things are happening. And talking about great things, we have a great guest on today that we're so lucky to get on. He's busy, he's working hard, and we're talking to him at a really special time in his life. And it sounds like he has a lot of special times because he's doing a lot of fun things, things that people can only dream of. Like, oh, let's see. He's a NHRA driver, not just a driver, but a top 25 top fuel driver of all time, a world champion. He's won 20 national event titles. He was driver of the year for 2002. He's a top fuel all-star winner in 2007. He finished number two top fuel in 2007. And get this, a couple of things that we're going to talk about today are they've blown my mind already. They might blow yours too. His career best is 4.464 seconds. That's it. 4.464 seconds. I mean, the whole race is shorter than it took me to say that. I just, and he wins. go figure. So, with that, I'm just going to leave it at that and say his name. Hot Rod Fuller is our guest today, and we'll be talking to him as soon as we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
You know, this is Filippo, and this is Life Changes with Filippo. And those who have been listening to the show might be saying, what? Did I hear this right? NHRA, is that, what is that? For those who might not know, that's the National Hot Rod Association. And we're talking drag racing. Drag racing. Yeah, and some of you might be saying, well, what does that have to do with Life Changes? Well, something that we've said here at Life Changes over and over again, and maybe not emphatically enough, it's like that every one of us is going through life changes every moment of every day, and sometimes major life changes every week or every month or even every year. And it happens to, or it's we're affected by, or we affect others, major life changes all the time. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. This particular person, Hot Rod Fuller, actually helps other people change through this sport. And again, you might say, well, how is that? Well, you'll find out. And you know, it's interesting to me as I am getting educated about all of the different guests that we interview and the people that I'm meeting at the different events that I go to and all of that. It's becoming fascinating to me to see how we all are not only are connected, we want the same things, we strive for some of the same things, we believe in some of the same things, and this guest touches upon all of that. And I have to say, you know, for somebody who, okay, let's face it, you know, some of us are born with certain interests, and we seem to follow those interests, and there are so many things out there in the world, we don't take time to find out about each of them. But the interesting thing to me is doing what we're doing here and talking to so many people, learning so many things also is the fact that we get to learn about these different industries. So I have to say I was a little ignorant about drag racing. I'm thinking, you know, kids with slick back hair and leather jacket in Greece or American Graffiti, you know, trying to impress their girlfriends and they go fast and, you know, get hurt or whatever, do stupid things or, you know, this and that and whatever. To find out after doing some research and talking to Rod, the science that goes behind this, the passion that creates a person that can do this, then this is no kid that can drive these cars. And the speed at which these go to, this is it's a science. Sure, it's a sport. Sure, it's fun. Sure, there's, you know, there could be ego, like I won, sure. But there are so many people involved to make this happen. And there's got to be teamwork, like amazing teamwork. I mean, I can't now, after not even knowing what I'm going to learn tonight, now I can't wait to go to see him or anybody race. It's going to be fun.
Fun. I mean, it's the epitome of fun. This is one of the people don't realize this is, I think, the second or third largest affinity group in terms of audience and crowd participation, passion. I mean, NHRA is such a culturally driven, fan-driven sport, and it's so unique because of the limited amount. We'll hear a little bit about that from Rod, but the limited amount of drivers there are because of the skills that it takes to command these cars, yeah. Especially the top level, but even the funny cars. And, you know, you still hear of a lot of accidents, explosions, you know, failed parachutes and things like that. But all the pressure behind the scenes, you know, it's a journey. It's a life changing journey to be a driver, to be in the limelight the way they are. And I think Rod is a perfect example, again, of what we're about here. It's not just about the authors and the tools and kind of the kind of common look of people that are exploring their own journeys, but the real people who are in there and at various levels of their professions, you know, and making you know, making the best they can of their journey.
Mark, I'm really glad you said that, because certainly it is about journey, and Rod has an amazing journey. But also, you know, you mentioned the tools. Well, yes and no. We might not specifically be talking about tools, but Rod has had to have tools in order to make it through all this stuff. And I should say, after having spoke to him, and I know you know him, and from what you've shared with me, he has used those tools more effectively than most. So whatever it is he's doing right. And who could argue when we've got a track record, or he's got a track record that looks like this? Again, top 25 top fuel driver of all time, world champion, has won 20 national event titles, driver of the year, top fuel all-star winner, blah blah blah. We can go on and on about him. Welcome to the show, Hot Rod Fuller. Thank you for being on. Thank you very much, guys.
That's probably been the best intro I've ever experienced in my 20-plus years of racing, I can tell you that.
Wow, that's saying a lot, because I actually got to see a lot of interviews on YouTube, and that, I have to say, I learned a lot watching you, man. So I can't wait to share your wisdom here with our audience.
Well, I'm really excited. You know, I tell people that, you know, drag racing is what I do, and it's what I love, and it's my passion. But, you know, drag racing is a little part, a little facet of my life. It's the things that go along with drag racing that make life interesting and its journey.
Well, I have so many questions, but I need to start with what made you want to be a drag racer?
You know, I was very fortunate growing up. You know, my mother and father, my dad raced and still continues to race today, and, you know, amateur levels. And my mom wanted to race, you know, but back in, you know, the early 70s when I was born, you know, it was really hard for women to get a chance to race. And when I was born, you know, my mom said, well, I don't get to race, but my boy is going to be able to race. And, you know, she wanted to name me Hot Rod Fuller right out of the, you know, right from birth. And my dad tried to talk her out of it. And I still have my birth blanket. I was born in Victory Memorial Hospital. How fitting that victory. In Waukegan, Illinois, and on my birth blanket, it says Hot Rod Fuller on it.
Nice. Well, obviously you were born to do this, and in some way even change the sport. From the little that I know about you, I feel like I could say that, because I didn't expect such, I don't want to insult anybody, but you know, listening to you, you're extremely eloquent. You're very intelligent. I mean, the PR stuff you handled like a champ. When I've listened to a lot of sports people, and they're stumbling over their words, and they're saying things sometimes that don't make sense. And you stand out in that way. What makes you stand out like that?
Well, you know, I'm very, very lucky. You know, I have two great parents, and you know, I wanted to race growing up, and to my parents, it was really important that, you know, education came first. You know, mm-hmm. I always told my dad, and you know, I had one of the best mentors in the world. Was a friend of my dad. It was Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart. You know, at the time, the richest man in the world, and you know, right here in this little town in Arkansas. And you know, I used to go around him and say, Sam, you know, I want to be a race car driver. And I remember Sam sitting me down one night. Or one day, and he said, you know, Rod, how many race car drivers that do what you want to do in the world? He said, about 20, 25. And he said, yeah, how many do you think race car drivers out there want to be, you know, want to be one of those guys? And I said, well, probably thousands and thousands. And he said, yeah. He goes, what's going to separate yourself from one of those guys, and how are you going to get in? And he goes, I'm going to tell you how. He said, you know, a lot of those guys probably don't get educations. They don't really understand business. He goes, someday, your racing and your sponsorships and all this, you know, it's like he had a crystal ball. He said, you're going to have to understand business. You're going to have to understand how to do B2B and to understand what these guys are thinking. And how you do that is you get your education. You go to college and you get your degree, and end up getting my marketing degree. And I actually got my master's in business and administration. So, you know, it really set myself apart from a lot of the drivers at that time.
Wow. Well, you know what, when we come back, I want to talk about other things that I just felt while reading about you, watching interviews with you, and even watching you race on the videos. That was a thrill. I mean, your heart just kind of goes, whoa. And the funny thing is I understand that when you're actually there, you feel so much more. So we'll talk about that. Talk about heart going, whoa, your heart probably goes to the back of your throat or something. I don't know. It just was, whoa. We'll talk more about that with our guest, Hot Rod Fuller, here on Life Changes with Filippo right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, to talk about real people, this is Filippo here, and we've got a hot one on the line right now. Hot one, never mind. World champion NHRA Top Fuel driver, Hot Rod Fuller. Rod, can I just tell you, I think you'd have a career as well in public speaking and talking about some of the things that I heard you talk about in the interviews that you've done. So, for example, let me ask you, one of the top things that I got from you is teamwork. Teamwork is very important to you. You talked about your teammates like they were your family. Please talk to me about that.
Well, it was one thing that was really important to me. You know, I feel very fortunate to drive one of these cars. And, you know, when I was younger, I always looked up to the drivers. And you could tell, you know, a lot of these drivers, you know, they didn't, you know, they signed an autograph for me when I was a little kid and they wouldn't even look at you. And you could tell how they treated their guys. You know, they just were like, almost seemed like they were too good for anybody. And I always told myself if I ever made it to that level, you know, I was going to stay down to earth and be a people's champion. I said, you know, it would really be important to be a world champion, but I think it's even more important to be a people's champion. And, you know, my guys are like, you know, I consider myself to be like a soldier, and we're all soldiers, and, you know, we take care of each other, and, you know, we're going into, you know, essentially a, you know, a battle of sorts, and, you know, my life is on the line. I mean, these cars are the most dangerous of all of motorsports, you know, over 300 miles per hour in 4 seconds, and something goes wrong, it can go really wrong quickly. And, you know, these guys are so meticulous, and they, you know, we love each other. They take care of me, and, you know, I make a point when with my guys. I know their names. I know their wife's names. I know their children's names. I know, you know, I really get to know them, and I think it's really important. I, you know, take them out to dinner, and when we win races, you know, I buy them all jackets or watches, and, you know, I try to really, you know, make it where it's just not, you know, my crew guys. You know, a lot of drivers just call them crew guys, and they don't even call them by their names, and you know, to me, they're family.
Well, you know, and you started to answer my second question, too, or my second comment was about the fans. Like, you are really big on the fans coming out to see you as soon as you're done with the race to get autographs and all that stuff. I mean, I don't know how you do it. You hardly have time for a breath. And then you're right there signing autographs and taking pictures with people. And it's like, what's that about? And you start to answer, but yeah, fill that in more.
It's really, really, really important to me. You know, I even go a couple of days before the race starts, and I got a really nice program with Walmart where I do this thing called the Retailtainment, and I actually bring my race car there to the Walmart, and I sign autographs. I answer the question. But the coolest part about that whole deal is the kids. You know, the kids come there and they're just at all. You know, they get to see the race car, and they're like, "Oh, you're the driver," and you know, and you get to talk to them and sign autographs and take pictures with them. And you know what? That kid is a fan for life. And mm-hmm. you know, that's what really I love. And that's what's great about this sport is, you know, I just don't want to be one of those people that are really hands-off and you know, put away. I want to make sure that I'm out there. And you know, we never know how life is and how long this journey will be, but I want to make the best of it as long as I'm here.
Yeah, you know, I just don't hear a lot of sports people talking like that. And I'm sure there are those who do, and I'm looking forward to interviewing them as well, but I'm glad you're leading the way here because this is the kind of thing that I think we could see more of out in it. That to me, that is in the name. That's sportsmanship.
Well, you know, growing up, I had a lot of role models, and you know, they were, you know, a lot of athletes, you know, Joe Montana and Walter Payton and, you know, all these. And honestly, nowadays, it's really hard to find a professional athlete that you could let your kids be role models of. And you know, and hopefully, you know, I don't particularly want to say I want to be people's role models, but if a child or somebody looks up to me, I want to be an influence in their life that, you know, you work hard and you study and you do good and you do good things that, you know, good things will come out of your life.
Nice. And talking about doing good, I know you did a stint out in the United Emirates. And one of the things that I like that you were putting together there is that you noticed, I guess, that a lot of kids under 25 they'd be killing themselves doing drag racing out on the highways and in the streets, and that you opened up the drag strip and the circuit track for them to do it there, right?
Yeah, it was one of the best things that I felt like I've done. You know, I brought drag racing to the Middle East, and you know, a lot of people thought I was crazy for going there, and you know, it was really important not only to spread the word about drag racing, but you know, the leading cause of death for individuals there is car accidents, and they're all around 25, 26, 20, you know, in their 20s, and the problem is that these kids, you know, they have unbelievable fast cars, and you know, there's not a lot of rules on the roads there, and you know, these kids had no access to go out and have fun. So what my plan was to make sure that, you know, these kids knew that you had a safe facility, they could go as fast as they want, we have ambulances and paramedics and, you know, a safe environment for them to do this in. And, you know, we started not only a drag track, but a drift track, and, you know, let them do whatever they wanted to do in a safe environment. And, you know, the amount of accidents and deaths in the first 2 years went down tremendously.
Wow. That's awesome. That's forward thinking. And while you were there, it's funny, you were there to do what you were doing, which was, you know, setting up this, well, you go ahead and say it, and then I'll want to make a comment about it. So what were you there?
I was there to help set up a drag strip there. And it was, this $1 billion, the world's nicest drag strip, right there in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. And, I worked for the crown prince of the country and one of the richest men in the world. But I'd never been outside of the United States, so it was a big move for me. And, one of the things that I loved and I learned the best about over there is, a lot of Americans and a lot of people have a misconception of the Middle East. They're like, you're going over to the Middle East, you better be safe. And, that country was very safe. The people love Americans. They're very friendly there. And it almost felt like it was a lot bigger than drag racing, because I did a reality show, and it was called Life in the Fast Lane. And really the reality show turned out to be more about a communication tool about the Middle East and the things there and the people and their cultures. And, I learned a lot about, their religion and, the things they believe in. And a lot of the stuff that we see that's bad going on in the Middle East is in pocket areas, and it's not the United Arab Emirates. And not everybody is bad in the Middle East. And it really opened my eyes up, and hopefully the people that I contacted, it opened their eyes up too.
Well, let me open your eyes up to something. You must be psychic also, because you're anticipating every question of mine. So that's pretty impressive. I haven't had a guest do that in a long time, because I was just going to say you were there to help spread the sport. And yet you were spreading all kinds of other good stuff too. And one of the things that I liked in one of the interviews, you were talking about you being a Christian and your best friend out there. He was what?
He was a Muslim, and we were, I would take a bullet for him. We were that good. We're still that good of friends, and we became like brothers, and we both respected, each other's religions, and he taught me about his, and I taught him about mine. And, one of the first things I would notice when I got there really kind of scared me. It was called, where they did the speakers at like 6 in the morning, and you could hear the scene. And I really didn't understand what it meant. But when I understood what they explained to me, it was a call of prayer. And they take a time out throughout the day to sit back and prayer and have prayer and have time for God. And I really respected that, because I know our culture here in America, a lot of people don't stop for nothing. And, really opened my eyes that, I need to personally take more time out for that kind of stuff. I wasn't intimidated anymore by that because I understood what it meant.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So there it is. I bet a lot of people listening right now are doing, aha, this is now that's out there truly changing the world. And Rod, you're just being you. You didn't go there and say, I'm going to change how people think about this this is you.
Well, I tell you the truth, when I showed up there, I worked with a lot of people that, a lot of the people there were from Britain and France. And, I was totally unlike the minute I stepped on that property because I was the only American there. So, they're thinking this brash American race car driver's coming in here and he's going to be an egotistical maniac and know everything. And I was just myself and ended up being friends with a lot of people. And I think that I changed their opinions not only about Americans but about just people in general and drag racing.
Okay. Right. Well, there you go. My hat's off to you. And when we come back, I'd like to bring it back into America and drag racing today and what you're going to do exciting in it. And then a little bit more about the sport, because you were telling me some things that just blew my mind about how fast and all that good stuff and what it feels like. And I just think it would be a thrill for the audience to hear as well. So when we come back, we'll hear more from Hot Rod Fuller. Just an all-around great guy. What can I say? We'll be right back here on Life Changes with Filippo.
listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, actually, speaking of Twitter and Facebook, this is Filippo. And if you have become a fan, if you weren't already of Hot Rod Fuller, you could go to Twitter and Facebook and find him there and follow him there. There's going to be a lot to follow. So go to Twitter and Facebook and find him at Hot Rod Fuller. And stay tuned because there's going to be a new website coming up and all kinds of things and a place for him to display all that he's doing next, which I do want to talk about, Rod, but let me ask you this. Could you just give us some of the mind-blowing statistics about this sport?
You know, the craziest fact that I tell people, and it just blows their mind away, is that these cars can accelerate 0 to 100 mile per hour by the time you can say one second, 0.8 of a second, we are achieving 100 mile per hour and close to 7.58 times the force of gravity. These cars are producing now over 10,000 horsepower. We used to say 8, but you know, now they're equating this to be over 10,000 horsepower. That's essentially like what, about 14 Porsche turbos.
Yeah, why you guys call them cars, I have no idea. This sounds like a rocket to me. I mean, it even looks like it.
It does. It does. And we run on rocket fuel. We run a fuel
called
nitromethane, and it's the most explosive, you know, fuel you can put in anything. It runs about $55 a gallon, so it's very expensive. But we can consume 20 gallons in a run. So in 4 seconds, we can consume 20 gallons of nitromethane.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, it is mind-boggling. It really is. And I'm sitting there watching, and I understand when you're there, it's a completely different experience. I'm watching it on my computer and I'm looking, I'm like, is that fire? That's fire coming out of your car. I mean, that's like rocket stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you know, I always tell people it's a sport that you need to see in person because TV does not do it justice. They slow the cameras down and, you know, you don't get to hear. But when you go to a drag race, you have all your senses. You hear it, you smell it, you feel it. It's just, they're amazing. They, when we take off, they actually move the Richter scale close to 3.0. So, you know, some fascinating stuff on YouTube. If you type in like Top Fuel shakes the ground and all that kind of stuff, people have like their cell phones and Cokes and stuff on the grandstands, and it actually will knock them over, and the phones are jumping three or four, you know, inches off the stands, and people's cars that are parked a mile or two away, the car alarms are going off. It's pretty wild, and to think that I'm strapped in this thing,
yeah,
you know, it's crazy.
And not only, I mean, the 0.8 of a second, you know, zero from a dead stop from 0 to 100 miles an hour, 0.8 of a second, that's mind boggling in itself. But it's not like you stop at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You keep going for a couple hundred more until you get to like 3 something.
Yeah, you know, we go, you know, I've been over 330 miles per hour. Well, a lot of people don't understand the way we do our timing system, and I don't understand why they do this, but they take the last 60 feet average of how fast we're going. So when it says I'm doing 330 miles per hour, that's a 60 feet average. But essentially, when I hit the quarter mile mark or the 1,000 foot mark, my car is going over 350, 355 miles per hour sometimes. It's just crazy. But then the other part is you got to get the thing stopped. You know, stopping the car is almost sometimes more of a challenge than going down the racetrack, but it's at that kind of speed, you're almost moving a football field in a half a second. So things are going by you like crazy, and your brain has to amass all this information and make sure that you do the right things because there is no chance for error.
Right, and actually, that's one thing that I wanted to talk to you about is the focus. I mean, people talk about in spirituality and meditation, being in the moment. I mean, if you're not in the moment, nobody is, because you got to be.
You know, on race day, it's almost like, you know, one of the drivers, you know, the probably the best driver in the history of our sport, his name's Tony Schumacher. And he tells people he's like a machine. And honestly, he is. And all of us are. I mean, we get in these cars and, you know, sometimes, you know, like I said, I'm super friendly. But on you know, when I'm about to get into that car, it's like I turn into this different person. And it's not that I'm not friendly. It's just you could talk to me and I can have a conversation to you, but it isn't registered with me. It's just I'm so focused that all I'm thinking about is that race car and getting it down the racetrack and getting it down there safely and winning. And that's all that's on my mind. And, you know, the sport is very physical because of the G-forces. You know, we accelerate so fast. And, you know, it's essentially like a piano on my chest when I take off. But I tell people the hardest part about this thing is the mental focus, you know, because you're just so zoned. And, I mean, I see things at 300 miles per hour. It's like it's in slow motion. And a lot of people think you're crazy. It doesn't happen that way, but it does. I can see like a pebble on the track or a part that some other car left on the track, and you know, you wouldn't think it was possible, but our brains are pretty amazing things when you have to do things that you really push them.
Wow, now that opens up something entirely different, and I think we're going to have to take that conversation offline, because you just blew my mind again. I don't even know what to do with that. I'd love to have some scientists, you know, follow you around and film it and have probes on your brain or something, because you're tapping into something there that I've never heard of. So,
for example, you know, Formula One is like the biggest, you know, it's very popular in Europe, and it's the world's basically, but the World Cup soccer and Formula One are the two biggest sports in the world. And I was there, and they have like some really, I mean, these guys are like, you know, Michael Schumacher, and some of these drivers make $50 million a year. And they had this organization there was doing a lot of testing, where they're testing their brains and their ways and, you know, all their reaction times. And they asked me if I would do it, and I did. And it was crazy that my reaction times were like almost twice as fast as theirs. And it was really mind-boggling to their I don't know if they were doctors of some sort. And they were just amazed by my reaction times. And, you know, it's not like I can react faster than most people, but when I'm in that zone and really tied in, you know, they can tell by, you know, they had these probes hooked up to my brain and to my eyes and everything, and they just said it was astonishing. Like you said, I was tapped into something that most people aren't tapped into.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, if there's one thing that I'm hearing and feeling, and it's extremely obvious, I'm sure to anybody listening, is that you have a passion for this that, like you were obviously born to do this. So I love the fact that you took time off to go and do something in the United Emirates, and then not only there, but from there you got to go and represent the sport throughout the world, which is something that very few people in your position get to do. So very cool. And now you're back. And, you know, the sport kept going while you were away. So now you're saying, so what's your step here? What's your strategy, to get back in the game?
Yeah. It's almost like a comeback. You know, I kind of, like I said, you said I stepped away for a while and got this awesome experience to go over to Abu Dhabi and, you know, see the world and spread the world, word of drag racing. But I missed it. I missed the competition. I got to race, but I wasn't racing for real. I wasn't racing for a championship. I wasn't racing for wins. I wasn't, you know, that's kind of that fire in you that you miss. And, you know, I know someday it'll be time to retire and it'll all go away, but I don't think that fire ever goes away. So, you know, when I'm 60 years old and done racing, I better find something that I can still do something that, you know, shoot skeet or, I don't think I'm much of a golfer. So I'm going to have to find something that really gets me, really pumped up. But, you know, I came back to America and I'm putting my plans together to go back racing this year and go and fighting for a championship and, you know, get to see all my fans again. And I got this new, you know, I've always had that hunger or passion, but it's kind of been energized, and I'm very excited about, you know, this year and 2013. I mean, that's 13's my car number. 13's my lucky number, so I'm very, very excited about that.
That's really cool. And you know, I like the comeback thing. I have to say that people that sometimes go away from what they love doing and then come back to it, it depends on what they did while they were away. And you certainly did a lot of things that were related to the sport and expanding the sport. So you coming back, it just feels like you're going to help take the industry to a whole other level, or at least your career.
Well, the industry really took a big shot. I mean, all racing has taken a big shot since the economy's gone down. And you know, realistically, that was part of the reason why I left. I mean, I had one of the best sponsors in the world, Caterpillar, and everything was going great, you know, on top of the world and, you know, winning all these races. And then all of a sudden, the bottom fell out of the bucket. Sponsor, no race team, and you know, what to do in life. And I wasn't going to quit, so I found this opportunity in Abu Dhabi and did it. But, you know, I'm very fortunate to have the skill set and the drive to keep this thing going, you know, because the economy's starting to get better, and I didn't let this get to me, and I didn't let it bring me down. I just kept a positive attitude, and there's that quote that a lot of people have said to me. It's like, you can do what you want in life until it's time to start doing what you're meant to do. And I always tell people, I'm doing what I want to do in life, and this is what I was meant to do. So I'm very fortunate that, you know, I can say that.
Well, that's awesome. And actually, it reminds me of a quote that you said, and I'm going to save it here for a second, because there's one last thing, and that's what you just did there, sharing with us, your audience, your fans, even people that don't know you, your journey, like Mark said at the beginning, that you're sharing what happened, the behind the scenes, and being open and honest about it and about where you are right now. And that's also something that, you know, a publicist might go, no, you don't do that. You just say, yeah, you know, I'm on top of the world, blah, blah, blah. And instead you just put it out there.
I've always been, it's got me in trouble a lot, but this is who I am, you know, and I wear my heart on my sleeve and I tell people the real thing. And you know, it hasn't all been perfect. I mean, it's been really tough, you know, during that big financial crunch, you know, I had all my money tied in stocks that went away, and my home, you know, I had a home in Vegas and the home price dropped 70%, and, you know, everything like I worked hard for just went poof. And, you know, had to, you know, sold my cars and my furniture, and it was just like downscaling to nothing. And you know, these opportunities came, and it was like, you know, poof. But there were some really tough times, and there's still some tough times. I mean, you know, as a driver and as a, you know, partial team owner, I got to go out there and find sponsorships and do the things to make sure this car is capable of doing it. And there's a lot of people, you know, my crew guys and everything, they depend on me finding this money to keep the things going. So there's a lot of pressure, but, you know, it hasn't all been peaches and cream.
Well, Rod, you're going to do it. And we'd be honored if you would come back and tell us what it felt like to win again and to do all the exciting things that you're going to do. So will you do that?
Definitely. I really enjoy what you guys are doing. I really enjoy this show. You know, I don't get a chance to do a lot of stuff that's outside the box in our world. You know, to mainly talking about racing and you know, I think that I love the opportunity to talk about life and things involved in it. Racing is really important to me, but, you know, life is much more important.
Well, Rod, this has been outside the box for both of us. And so it has served us both well, and I'm sure the audience as well. And so for that quote, not that you need reminding, but I'll share it with everybody else. But just in case... remember, it's full throttle or no throttle, so go do it.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. Stick around because we have a producer's wrap with your friend and mine, Mark LeJour, right after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's L-O-U-I-S-E. ASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention.
It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorotheyDonahue.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Well, we're back, and this is our producer's wrap with myself, Filippo Voltaggio, and producer Mark Lejeune after an awe-inspiring interview with Hot Rod Fuller.
Rod's a true champion, you know, in life and on the track, and that's why we wanted him on the show. It's you got a real sense,
and in his heart
of well, that's what I was going to say. He, you know, there's only one thing that I could think of in that interview that he forgot. His ego.
Yeah, I mean, where's this guy's ego? And that's why I mentioned that. Thank you for bringing it back. Okay, sorry to interrupt you, but I mentioned American Graffiti and Grease at the beginning of the show, right? Because, and what was that all about? It was all about ego, right? Yeah. The guy was like, you know, impressing the girlfriend or whatever, and they come out and they're all like, you know, and they light their cigarette, whatever, and it's like, screw you, you know. But This is
where we need to be televised, by the way. Yeah. So everybody could have seen that.
I was driving with my car.
Suddenly the long hair was slicked back. The whole,
I had a cigarette coming out of my mouth. But this guy, it's like none of that.
Right. Now, Rod and I connected immediately at a heart level. He lives his life that way. It's evident to everybody around him. The one interesting thing about NHRA is that it's a very family-oriented entertainment. It's not. It's different than the, you know, the sit-down bleacher type racing events, NASCAR, and all those, where you know, big communities, and of course there's tons of passion there. But they go out into the pits at NHRA and they walk around and they get close to the drivers and they watch them rebuild the cars and even in his early days before he won the championships. Rod always had a massive amount of people that would come up to his tent, just as much I noticed as Tony Schumacher and some of these other big names that had, you know, two and three times the budget, you know, behind them, and you know, driving for the U.S. Army and other big names. And Rod attracts, you know, goodness around him. He's that kind of person, and he's so genuine and so sincere, and he's there to make other people's lives better. And you know, he's a life changer.
Yeah, and you know, in a sport like that, where a lot of people would think, "Oh, he's just, you know, I don't know. Am I the only one that?"
I think a lot of racing people project that there's going to be a certain attitude or a certain maybe blue collarness,
right?
Or roughness, or you know, you got a kind of stigma about mechanics, and that just, you know, people that haven't grown up around it don't know it. And of course, anybody that's listening that is part of that culture knows so much of the difference and knows the nuances, and especially in Top Fuel and in drag racing in general, there's such the science of it has gotten so profound that, you know, the races are of, you know, hundredths of seconds, and, you know, from the track to the rubber to the throttle time, you know, talk about being focused.
Yeah.
You can't not be focused. You have to be in a moment because one, you know, like you said, an eighth of a second, you're at 100 miles an hour. So imagine just a whoops, that time it took whoops, that guy's a second ahead of you. And that's a massive difference.
But 8/10 of a second.
Yeah.
We're splitting hairs, by the way.
We are splitting hairs, and a lot more if you screw up on that track.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly.
But he brought up something that reminded me of a book that I'm listening to now, but had researched prior to, and it's very interesting that this came up today. He said when he gets into that zone, he's watching things in slow motion.
In slow motion, right.
There's a book out right now, and we'll be speaking to this guest soon. Eben Alexander is a neurosurgeon that had a life after death experience.
Ah.
And a lot of what he talks about is obviously he was brain-based. His whole world was around the neurology of the brain.
Okay.
And his brain died. You know, his brain went into a coma, and his brain stopped functioning. And yet he was present to observe from a different place. And
really?
He talks about this having tapped into this something more. And it was a very similar description to what Rod says. And I'm bringing it up to make the connection because I think we're going to be hearing much more about this. I believe this is that universal mind, that zone, that connected space. Because part of what he talked about is there was a moment, he uses a story at the beginning about a skydiver.
Okay.
And a skydiver, the short of the story, without retelling it right now because we don't have time tonight, but the short of it was he got caught into a situation where he had to react, and the amount of things that happened and the speed at which they're going, it wasn't possible to physically or consciously react the way he did.
Wow.
And end up where both divers ended up safe and properly deployed their chutes.
Wow.
And they noted that, and that was the beginning of understanding that there must be something more. And in
wow.
every serious accident, you hear some sort of experience.
Right,
like that.
That's true. People say crazy things that happen.
And that would happen with me on the football field. You get into certain situations, and if you are ready to, into a, potentially
stopping
traumatizing.
Time.
It's stopping time.
Stopping
slow
time.
Slow motion. There's some sort
yeah.
of a presence or an observance in the presence that's different.
Yeah.
And more.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me like when I Dream of Jeannie would like blink and stop everybody and then make things happen and then she'd blink again.
Kind of like that.
No, really.
But,
we don't know.
It's a good, art imitating life. I don't know. But as when you talk to the quantum scientists, they say there is no time, right? And so, maybe that is an aspect of what we're doing at a conscious level, is
crazy.
Kind of getting out of our notion or our connection to the past or the future, and we're only in that moment. And
yeah.
So therefore, the ability to then rearrange where we are in that moment based on what we're supposed to be doing going forward, right? Is it our time? No, it wasn't his time. You see those coincidences.
Yeah, right. Because it's like
viral videos. Oh, obviously wasn't his time. What
yeah.
are the odds, people think? Well, maybe that's because it's, there's something that is beyond time in our connectivity to that higher thinking.
Well, I'm excited. This is the first time hearing of it. So I'm excited about having that guest on and that author on, scientist, whatever he is. But yeah, I mean, to hear some of the things that we heard today, are mind-boggling to me. And, a lot of people don't know this kind of thing about the sports that they like. And if we let's have a tennis champion on. Let's have, let's bring these people on because they know. It's kind of like my sister-in-law. She's a champion swimmer. She knows things about how to live life. We've had her on the show, Macy Voltaggio. She knows things about how to live life that she learned through the discipline of the sport and through being in that zone and yada, right?
So it's the combination, though, I think, is where the magic is. When you look at any expert in any category that reaches the level that Rod is, or those types of sports stars, or these elite violin players and piano players that play at such a speed that you almost let go of the ability to consciously think this note comes after that note that comes
yeah
after
no
that
you
note.
Can't yeah
it's not right. possible, especially
yeah.
when you're playing both hands or all of these things, and I think so what happens is we reach a state of proficiency where we let go of our attachment to consciousness. And so at some point we transcend into this higher realm of thought. And that's what Rod's talking about. And I know it's what we're going to have the opportunity to do more of in the future.
Well, unfortunately, we have to let go now. And maybe we'll all just transcend after this show for a moment. I'd like to thank again Hot Rod Fuller for being on the show. That was awesome. Thank you, our producer Mark Lejeur and our producer Dorothy Donahue, both for getting him on. I am Filippo Voltaggio, thanking all of you for being part of the show and reminding you, as life changes, we're there for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.